This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The National Pork Board is recapping the year for the holidays. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
As 2024 draws to a close, the National Pork Board wanted to take a moment to look back on the work that the Pork Checkoff accomplished this year based on producer priorities. One primary initiative is the 15-member producer-led board of directors allocated a large share of checkoff dollars to growing domestic demand. Bill Even, National Pork Board CEO, says they are working with the industry to build a bigger appetite for pork.
Our data and insights team has created a library of resources to help packer processors, retailers, and other supply chain partners understand the key consumer segments that represent the greatest opportunity for pork's long-term success. We're working with a new advertising agency to build and deliver the largest consumer marketing campaign since the 1980s. Our strong relationships with grocery retailers also continues demonstrating value at the meat case. And while growing domestic demand remains our key priority, we continue to focus on strategic relationships with trading partners.
The NPB staff and board of directors remain committed to doing what's right for the pigs, our people, and our planet.
We are working to quantify your daily stewardship by researching and measuring things like manure management, water quality, and public health, among other key items. Further, we recently expanded our USDA sustainability grant program from 3 states to 12. These investments in research to get independent third-party data are critical to have available when we speak with our supply chain and consumers to tell them the facts about pork and pork production.
For more information from the National Pork Board, visit pork.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.